This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
So the Chinese Communist Party had the Wuhan virus on the streets at the same time our military was over there in October of 2019, according to a whistleblower. And this is a big deal. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It is an hour of nonstop talk. Some amazing audio coming up for you after last night was the official abandonment of any sort of comedy on late night television. No doubt about that. They gave it up fully now for activism. All right. So. Where do I begin? There's a lot to discuss here. First of all, the press is kind of turning on Joe Biden right now, a little bit, ever so politely turning on Biden as his troubles mount. And the troubles are mounting big time. They are mounting. So you're seeing more blue check marks on Twitter who are making some little digs at Biden because things are a mess. This country's it's a mess right now. And they're making the little dings. Now, one of the things that I find interesting about this is that you've got the progressives who are angry right now about what's happening at the border. Not people coming in. The fact that there's this Fugazi picture of a Border Patrol agent on horseback whipping illegal immigrants and migrants. And that's not true. It's not what happened. It's a lie. But they're pushing this now to try to distract from what's happening at the border. And I've told you before, the only anger you're going to get from the left about the border situation is that not everybody's allowed to stay. Not everybody's allowed to stay. That's the problem. But there are some people that are Democrats who at one point did want the border to be secure. Like a tweet, for example, from Anna Cabrera. She's with CNN. Quote, we have to get control of our borders. 200,000 a month is a lot of people. She quotes former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson and tweets that out. KSAN News tweeting out Biden approval down to 42% overall, lower in Afghanistan withdrawal, the poll finds. Washington Post. There's a lot of questions that, you know, little tweets here and there. For example, Mark Perry, Biden gets 4 Pinocchios, a whopper for his false claims that the new Georgia law ends voting hours early. So you've got a lot of this now, the press a little bit kind of going after him. And you know why that is, right? Because he's screwing up so badly and his poll numbers are plummeting. And you've heard Chuck Todd speak out about this. And you've heard Jonathan Carl speak out. It's because they're really worried that he's going to bring Democrats down and the midterms are going to be a freaking disaster for them. That's the only reason why the press is being critical. It's that reason right there. They're not. It's not that they're upset about what's happening. Like, for example, like I told you, the border situation, they think that it's who the hell are we to keep people out? But they're worried right now. Inflation, the border, Afghanistan withdrawal. That all of this is going to hurt Democrats in midterms. And typically the party in power loses seats in midterms. So they're getting very, very nervous about this. And they are continuously now pointing these things out little subtly because they're hoping that there'll be a shift here. Like the White House will pivot and Biden will pivot because otherwise they're going to wind up being in real serious political trouble. And they know this. And the other thing too is it's like a joke. I mean, Biden sits there and you got Boris Johnson, the prime minister of the United Kingdom, and they're having a thing, and Boris Johnson says, you know, can I take a couple questions? And he starts to answer a question, and then all of a sudden, the White House press corps, whoever the deputy press secretary is, they start yelling, enough, that's it, we gotta go, get out, yelling over the prime minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson. Yeah, get out, I gotta go, let's go, thank you, ushering everybody out of the room. It's pathetic, it just looks bad. Biden makes comments to the UN and then the press can't ask him anything. It looks disastrous. But if you're a progressive right now, you're in charge. You're loving this. Bernie Sanders is the man right now. He is. Bernie's the man. He's controlling everything. And he made it very, very clear yesterday. You will not get your infrastructure bill unless I get my $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, which is the socialist spending orgy bill. I want that. You got to give it to me if you want the other thing. And there are 90 progressive caucus, as they call it, which is the socialist kooks in the House. But the progressives is what they call themselves. The socialist kooks is what I call them. They have said the same thing. There'll be absolutely no vote. There'll be no vote on infrastructure unless we get our $3.5 trillion social welfare spending orgy bill. And the thing about it is that leadership in both the Senate and the House came to a deal. They said, all right, here's the deal. We're going to decouple these two things. We got to get infrastructure done. If we don't get infrastructure done, we will have nothing to present to the American people next year as a reason to keep us in power. So let's decouple these two things. Let's have an up or down vote on infrastructure. That's what Senator Kyrsten Sinema wants. Senator Joe Manchin wants. Let's do this. So leadership comes up with a deal in both chambers. And then they go back to their members and the members say, nope, not doing it. Does anybody think about that for a moment? Is Nancy Pelosi really in charge? Is Chuck Schumer really in charge here? No, they're not. The progressives are in charge. And the progressive caucus told leadership in the Senate and the House, no. After they had announced the deal publicly. For that to happen in Washington tells you a lot, because typically you don't cross the speaker, you don't cross the committee chairs, you don't cross the majority leader. If you want to remain a relevant member of Congress, you want good committee posts, you want good committee assignments, you better do what they say. But now the progressives are so powerful, and there's so many of them, socialist kooks, that they now can turn around and go, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. Nah, you want infrastructure, we want our $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Or you get nothing. And they don't care. That's the thing. They don't care if they don't, because they don't have to worry about it. Most of them are in safe districts. The only thing they have to worry about is a primary challenge from somebody who's more wacky than them. Otherwise, they're good. I mean, Representative Jay Powell, she wrote a letter and she published it and she explained all the reasons why the progressive caucus, socialist kooks, will not go along with the infrastructure bill unless they get the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Period. She wrote a whole letter about it. They are in charge now. This is what's happened to our country. Not only do we have now, for the first time in America, a socialist as the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, the House of Representatives, the socialist wing of the party, of the Democrat Party, is so powerful now that whatever leadership says, they just shrug and do whatever they want. You see what I mean about the country rapidly changing before our eyes? And I know you might think it's already changed, and it has in a big way, but it is changing right before our eyes. And the very people that are in charge right now think what's happening at the border is a crisis because of how the Border Patrol agents are treating people. Senator Chuck Schumer stands up on the floor of the Senate and he tells the Biden administration, you need to stop deporting people because of Act 42, which is the whole thing about getting people out because we are in the middle of a global pandemic. It's mean to do that. And they want to raise the refugee cap again. And nobody should leave. And you're watching as your country changes right before your eyes. Now, maybe you voted for Joe Biden. Perhaps you didn't like Donald Trump's tweets. Maybe you didn't like Trump's style. Maybe you thought Trump was mean. I know a lot of people in the suburbs. Apparently, a lot of suburban women felt that way. And maybe you pulled the lever for Joe Biden because you believed you were getting a moderate. Now, I told you this last year, but when that whole thing happened, remember that everybody dropped out of the race all of a sudden? They all backed Biden. It was a one weekend. It was bizarre. They all dropped out. And they all backed Biden. And everybody tried, like, what happened here? Well, we know what happened now. One of the writers from Politico wrote a book about this. What happened is they were very worried that Bernie Sanders was going to get the nomination. And to stop Bernie from getting the nomination, they said, you all have to drop out, starting with you, Pete Buttigieg, who's now the Transportation Secretary of the United States of America. You got to go for you, and then Bloomberg, you're out, and then this, you're out. But not America's mother-in-law. Elizabeth Warren had to stay in. Because she had to go into that socialist kook base. They had to split the vote between her and Bernie. And then Biden won. And then they said, okay, look, well, look, he's a moderate. Look, he's a moderate. He hid in his basement. And then you realize now what happened is they wanted to stop Bernie Sanders, not because they disagree with Bernie's politics. It's because they couldn't control him. Bernie's a wild card. You know, Bernie's a wild stallion. You're not going to control Bernie. He's a wild stallion. He needs to be free. And they know that. They don't like that. And they were also not going to let America's mother-in-law get the nomination because she would absolutely lose because she's just so freaking unlikable. And that has nothing to do with her being a woman, by the way. It has everything to do with her just being unlikable. I mean, for example, I like Tulsi Gabbard very much. And had she been the nominee, it would have been a different story. But my point is, if you voted for Biden because you thought you were getting a moderate, you got duped and you're watching all this play out. And what I don't think people realize right now is that your country is being run by socialists now. And they're not hiding that fact. There was a time where Senator Bernie Sanders used to call himself an independent. He did. And if you ever looked at the chart, it would say Bernie Sanders, Vermont, and they would say I next to him or you, unaffiliated. It would never say S for socialist. And you remember Bernie would defend his position by going, well, I'm a Democrat socialist. They go, what the hell does that mean? Well, it's like a European socialist. What? What does that even mean? You're a socialist or you're not. They're in charge now. You know where the word progressive comes from. I've told you this before. In the time of the progressives in America, which is Woodrow Wilson, not Roosevelt. This is the what I mean, but the two very distinct groups here. People call Teddy Roosevelt a progressive, but that's it's not on the timeline. So it's almost like it's like Jaws 3 is not in the Jaws timeline. It's irrelevant. The progressives of the Woodrow Wilson era, one of the worst presidents ever, and all these people that took over America at the time, they believed in European socialism. However, European socialism had a very bad rap. And so they needed a new word to come up with. Progressive sounded great. It sounded like a fun word. What about progress? And that's what they did. That's what they called themselves. But they embraced so many of the ideas of the European socialists. And that was all in Woodrow Wilson's dumb plan that he had, which would lead to Roosevelt, which would lead to Lyndon Johnson, which would lead to Obama, which would lead to Joe Biden, and this unbroken chain of progressivism. And they used to hide it. You know, they used to hide the socialism because it was such a caustic word. I mean, even nowadays, right? You say it and you go, oh, that's just a right wing talking point. No, it's not. Actually, they call themselves this now. They advocate for this. They talk about this stuff. They explain the need for this. They don't hide from it anymore. They're very proud of it now. And they're in charge. Socialists are running your country now. Socialists are running the Senate. Socialists are running the House of Representatives. And because they don't have to hide from it anymore, and they're so freaking powerful now, they can turn around and go, you're not getting your infrastructure bill unless we get our $3.5 trillion socialist welfare bill. And they know that that may cost Democrats seats, and they don't care. And you know what's interesting about that? They're not afraid to lose. They're not afraid to be in the minority. For them, holding on to their positions is way more important to them than conceding to the quote-unquote moderates, the few that are left, and then keeping power. Because for them, it's not about power. It really isn't. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's a long game for them. It always has been. For the socialists, it's always been a long game. And it's much more about principle than it is about pragmatism. Always has been, always will be. And they've watched, they've waited. They were patient. And now they're in charge. And they'll wait again. They'll be patient until they get everything that they want. And they will. They will. Unless they're stopped. Can we stop them? That's the question. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. Listen, there is a war on energy in this country. You see it. They don't like fossil fuels. They want to get rid of them. I don't want you to think about winter, but we got to think about winter because you're going to be paying a lot more to heat your house this winter. That's just the reality. But here's the good news. USA Insulation can save you a lot of money. They can help. See, after getting foam insulated in your house, USA customers are saying that they regularly save sometimes $50, $100, sometimes $200 a month on their energy bills. Now, the older your home is, you're going to save more because older homes, they're just not good insulation. New homes, they're built with state-of-the-art insulation. But older homes, like the home that we bought, you need it. So you have USA Insulation come. They inject the premium foam into the walls. The house is more comfortable. You save money. It's great. If you live in a poorly insulated older home, this makes a lot of sense. And right now, you can save $1,000 on their early bird discount, $500 and $500 off your taxes. So this is a no-brainer. Call them at 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainstallation.net. I did this and I'm very happy I did. You will be happy as well when you see your electric bills. And remember, if you don't do this and you have an older home with bad insulation, you're going to see how expensive it is to heat your home this winter. So be prepared right now by calling 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainstallation.net.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Thursday, and we are very, very hungover from the game last night.
That's true.
But nevertheless, we'll do our barely functioning What's on the Cut Sheet segment.
It's a good segment.
Barely here.
Oh, come on.
The Cut Sheet!
I'll wake up at like 10 o'clock. Greg Stocker, executive producer of the program / corporate show. What is on the Cut Sheet today?
What's on the Cut Sheet today is sponsored by Exergen Thermometer. Accuracy matters to detect fever, COVID-19's leading symptom. It's critical to take an accurate temperature reading. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, it's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com. Rich, last night on the comedy shows, the late night comedy shows, are you ready for this? It was climate night.
Climate. So it's so weird. They stopped doing comedy and pushed activism. So, it's so unlike them.
So in an unprecedented event, seven late night comedy shows all decided to.
Seven?
Yes.
There's seven late night comedy shows?
Yes. Seven shows.
Whoa.
So it was Seth Meyers, Samantha Bee, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Trevor Noah, James Corden, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow.
So last night they decided to all, in some portion of their show, dedicate an entire segment to climate change.
An entire segment to climate change. Yucks.
So,
wait for the yucks. They're coming.
I mean, this is unprecedented, all the laughter that is happening. Let's start.
Gonna warn you, if you're driving, you may be crying from the laughter and your belly may hurt. So just, you've been warned.
Let's start, shall we, with Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers, late night with Seth Meyers, a lot of yucks. This is late at night, 12:30 at night. You know, you're winding down. You're ready to go to sleep with some laughs. His guest was comedian, John Kerry.
John Kerry, who'll be at Parks with us on October 7th.
October 7th, yeah, he's the headliner.
It's comedy night, he's the headliner.
Yep.
So we'll be able to see and laugh along with Mark Riccadonna of Gotham Comedy Club, Steve Simone from Comedy Central, and John Kerry.
Yeah.
$20 in ticket includes your first drink. Buy tickets at parkscasino.com/events. Select October 7th. It must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I look forward to seeing you there. Dawn looks forward to seeing you there.
Yes.
John Kerry looks forward to seeing you there as well.
Should I do a preview of John Kerry?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He kills. He kills.
If we don't do enough to reduce the emissions that are already out there, we can't achieve net zero by 2050. If we don't do enough 2020, 2030, we can't keep the Earth's temperature increase to the 1.5 degrees that the scientists say we should try to do. We're at 1.2 degrees now.
1.21 gigawatts.
So we got this tiny cushion of 0.3 degrees of warming before things really begin to snowball out of all proportion. And that's the fear people have, we have to take advantage of these 10 years. Right now, I'm proud to say, President Biden's summit produced 55% of the global enterprise effort, global GDP, is committed on plans that will hold the 1.5 degrees. So that means we still have 45% on the outside of that. And we've got to pull them together.
Clearly the people in the control room fell asleep. He's just going and going and doing math and percentages and decimal points.
We're number two. China's number one. Russia, India, Mexico, I mean, a whole group of countries have got to step up in the next days, us included. And we all have to do better and do more.
And when you talk, I would imagine when you discuss the countries you just listed,
this is late night
you know, the bigger.
This is late night comedy.
The bigger emitters, the bigger economies.
And I would imagine the approach you have with them all has to be very different. And you know, based on being a Secretary of State, the diplomacy involved must be very delicate.
Well, every country brings its own set of
All right, now he's going to do some jokes about the countries. This is where Kerry
believes that it needs
his jokes about China.
To be able to help them
borderline a little bit racist, but they're funny as hell. Go ahead.
Great team of people, experts, many of whom have negotiated the Paris Agreement.
Oh, his French jokes are coming. He mocks the French. It's hysterical.
I think we
do that thing where you do the mime, Kerry. Do the mime thing. Late night. This is late night comedy. It's officially dead. I mean, last night was the official end of late night comedy.
Oh, you're...
It's over.
So you're declaring it dead.
It's dead.
At 7:51 a.m.
How do you come back from that? You just turned late night comedy into a boring C-SPAN climate change discussion. How do you come back from that?
Well, Rich, there maybe Jimmy Kimmel can save
Jimmy
us.
Kimmel's funny. All right, so good. Yeah, give me some Kimmel. He's a funny guy and sure, he'll make us laugh at least. He'll find a way to make it all funny, right?
Yes, there are other issues that are all very important. The pandemic, systemic racism, income inequality, immigration, gun violence. But here's the thing. If we
good
don't
night, America. Swallow all that. Well, everything
waka,
sucks.
Waka, waka.
Yeah, good night. No, hold the waka, waka. Hang on. Good night, America. Wait for it.
None of those issues will matter at all. The car is going off a cliff and we're fiddling with the radio. We are way past climate denial now. For some of us, it's already too late for some of it. The IPCC.
No, it's too late, America. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Transformational action right now will help us avert the worst of it. But that'll be tough because for some baffling reason, climate change has become a partisan issue. We're still acting like this is something we won't have to worry about.
Can you make a joke?
If we wait 20 years, we're screwed. You think life is hard now? Wait till we don't have enough water. I don't know. How could anyone be opposed to trying to fix this? Even if you run an oil company, you and your children and their children are going to have to live on the world. There's no planet B.
This is comedy.
And yet some people, many of whom you saw ranting and raving at the beginning of the show, deny a problem even exists.
What are you going to do if there's no water? I mean, could you at least make a water world joke about Kevin Costner with the fin toes? Could you not at least do that for us? That was just a lecture.
Yeah.
And scaring America. It's too late. You're all going to die. And also there's all the other problems too. Good night.
Sleep.
Yeah, sleep tight. Sweet dreams, America. It's amazing. I mean, we've talked about this now. It's almost like they knew that they're late night comedy just become activism and they just said the hell with it, let's just go all in. Because you know what's going to happen now, they're going to get grief from the left that all the other issues he addressed, like the racial injustice, and that they're not devoting a night to that, so they're going to have to devote a night to that. So we're going to get lectured eventually by a bunch of white guys about how racist America is. We're going to get that coming very, very soon. You know it.
Yep.
And that'll also depress the hell out of everybody. But I'm sure there's more, right?
Because
you said seven shows.
Yeah. I took four examples because, Rich, I love you. I love the show. But I can't do seven of this.
No.
It's just too painful.
No.
Okay. So let's try another one. Okay. So Seth Meyers didn't work. Jimmy Kimmel didn't work. How about Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon. You know what? Yep. In fairness, Jimmy Fallon has been a comedian first and foremost.
Yep.
He's really, if there's anyone left in late night, it's Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
It really is. He's the guy that is the Tonight Show. He holds that very sacred to him, and he tries to hold Johnny Carson's mantle. So, yeah, I have some faith in him.
Here is Jimmy Fallon with his guest, comedian Jane Goodall.
It is climate week.
Wait, now. The ape woman? Jane Goodall? Is that who that is?
Dr. Okay. Jane Goodall, excuse right. me. Sorry.
It is climate week now, and I know you do so much to educate people. What are we focusing on right now?
Well, we're focusing on this campaign, Trees for Jane, which means every single person can get involved in planting a tree or supporting people who are planting
trees.
Or supporting people who, very, very importantly, are protecting our last fantastic rainforests.
Yeah.
And that's
the rainforest is still a thing. I thought that was a thing in like the 80s. I got a question. Is she at Parks with us?
On October 7th?
Yeah.
When you and...
let me see the copy here.
Jane can party.
Yeah. Jane Goodall, okay. John Kerry, and also Steve Simone from Comedy Central and Mark Ricadana of Gotham Comedy Live. So they're gonna kill it.
Oh, and tickets are only $20. What a steal.
And you get a drink and you're gonna need it.
Yep.
You're gonna need it listening to comedian Jane Goodall lecture you about tree planting.
Because these trees are hotbeds of biodiversity. They store masses of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. They give us oxygen we breathe.
This sucks. This is like a Sunday morning science show that you had to watch for school. That's what this sounds like. This is late night. This is the Tonight Show.
At least she's a scientist, and I find her more interesting than anybody on that show.
Really?
Yeah, on that.
And the trees
of the show.
The dioxide of the, and then the little bees eat them, and then they pollinate, and then.
Rain. They are really the most amazing ecosystems, in my opinion.
And also, I heard you say that trees can make you happier as well.
It's actually a proven fact, and that when you start planting trees in urban areas, the physical and mental health of people improves.
You know why? They can hide behind trees and they shoot each other. That's helpful in places like Philadelphia. The tree provides cover. You know what I mean? Well, that was that. So Dawn found that interesting. That's good.
No, I'm saying more than anybody that, you know, more than John Kerry.
8 a.m. on PBS. That would be freaking interesting on a Sunday morning. Yep. I'll give you that, Dawn.
Not on
and trees can make you happy.
Well, let's have comedian Stephen Colbert. For this, Bill, we'll cue up the Waka Waka. We're going to need it because I know Colbert. I do like to save it for him, really. This is him and Greg. Now, who is he talking
to? Okay, so you know how like every late night comedian, late night comedy host has a sidekick?
You got to have
a
sidekick.
Ed McMahon, you are correct, sir. You know, like everybody has a sidekick. So John Batiste, who's a very, let me just say, he's a very talented musician. He's the band leader for Stephen Colbert. So he's like his, you know, his Ed McMahon. He laughs at his jokes and he says, you are correct, sir, and all the stuff that sidekicks do. This is the and usually it's like a lighthearted moment when these two go back and forth, you know, they're trading barbs back and forth with one another.
Right.
So this is how it happened last night.
I'm not used to seeing you in the bright red. What's going on?
Yes, I'm wearing red in support of the hashtag Code Red Climate Movement, which works to protect our planet from climate change by attempting to drastically cut pollution. And it's aptly entitled Code Red because UN scientists have declared that the state of our planet is currently in code red.
Waka waka!
Beautiful cities like my own New Orleans are destroyed by these storms that are only getting worse.
Well said.
Well said. Right.
Wait, who is this guy?
He's the band leader.
From Ida? How's the...
I ain't no band leader.
How's the Ida recovering going?
Oh, boy.
It's slow, to be honest. You know, it's not fully recovered. People are still trying to figure out how to get back to
regular life. But who knows about cocaine?
in a pandemic. So, you know, I'm still encouraging folks to donate, leading a few fundraisers myself. But that's what I love about hashtag Cold Red Climate Movement. It's something that you can...
Give me a little waka waka here.
Okay, but his agent
waka waka
at coldredcongress.com, and they vote next week to determine our future. It's a heavy vote, so let's get on it.
Thank you, John.
Waka waka.
This is the worst. I can't believe this is what's happened to our country right now. I cannot believe this, but I can. But oh my God, it's over. It's over. Late night comedy is dead. It's dead. It's officially, there's no coming back from this. The patient is dead. Pull the freaking plug. Pull the plug.
Time of death.
11:35 p.m.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yes, the time of death declared at 11:35 p.m. when Jimmy Fallon talked to the freaking tree lady and Jimmy Kimmel lectured us about how America, we're all going to die, and it's over. It's over.
The tree lady.
The freaking tree lady.
It's like the willow tree from the animated movie Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's like now that's the guest. Why doesn't he just bring a tree on as his guest? This is my guest, tree. Not like tree from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, it's not Groot. Just a freaking tree that sits there to make him happier. Why do we do that?
Help me.
I don't know what that is, but it's funny.
For Blazing Saddles.
If trees are making people happy, why not just name them the host?
I don't know what that is, but it makes me happy.
It does. It makes me happy. Oh, man. It's unbelievable that this is what's happened. This is, I mean, all seven shows. So now I guess the question is, did Greg Gutfeld set this up? Because I think Greg's a very smart guy. So what he might have done was pretend he was like Bob Rutfeld or something, you know? And then go to all the shows and go, I got a great idea. Why don't you do a night lecturing America on climate change? And they all went, that's a great idea. Meanwhile, over at Fox, Greg Gutfeld is making people laugh. So I think this whole thing was his idea. Or maybe it was, you know whose idea it really was? The guy who hosts that Fox Across America show every day on the radio, Jimmy Failla. That was his idea.
Yep.
Failla goes on Gutfeld's show a lot.
He does.
And you know that Failla, man, that dude plays hardball. So I bet you he went in there and was like, you know what you got to do? You got to lecture America and scare the bejesus out of them before they go to sleep. And they went, this is a great idea. And then he went on Gutfeld last night and made everybody laugh. We should have a funeral for late night comedy. Yeah. That's what we should do. We should do like right, yes. Dawn, like you know how they do the funeral.
We need
a crying Italian woman is what we need.
And bagpipes.
Yeah, bagpipes and a woman. Oh my God, my boy. That's what we need. It's like Vito Corleone. Look what they did to my boy. Look what they did to my boy. This is what I feel like with comedy. I feel like Johnny Carson right now would look like in the coffin of comedy and go, look what they did to my show. Look what happened to this. Like, I don't think during the height of the Cold War, Johnny Carson turned his entire show over to warning America about global thermonuclear war. I could be wrong. With Ed McMahon going, yes, sir, you are correct, sir. Yes, we're all going to burn in a fire hellstorm.
Hey-oh.
Well, Ed, it's interesting that we'll all die in a blaze of glory. Hey-oh.
Waka, waka.
So we got to do a funeral. We got to have, and I need an Italian woman dressed in all black to jump on the coffin. You know, like in that way. What movie was that where she jumped in the coffin when her son was being buried? I forget. It was some funny mob movie. But that's what we need. Yep. You know what I mean? Because the Italians, they'll mourn for weeks and months and just wear black every single day. The Italian women, from the old country. So that's what we got to do for comedy. We'll all wear black and every night we'll go, I can't believe what they did to my boy. Because it's over.
Yep.
It's over.
It's over, Johnny.
It's over, Johnny. These shows have officially become activism. And you know what MSNBC should do? Start doing late night comedy. Like, wouldn't that be funny if MSNBC decides to dump the 11th hour with Brian Williams, which is completely unnecessary, and put on put on Bill Maher or put on Jon Stewart or somebody like that? I mean, there's got to be a comedian who skews left who could be funny at 11 o'clock at night on MSNBC because the world is clearly flipped upside down here. So if I'm a producer at MSNBC, that's exactly what I'm thinking of doing right now.
Yes.
Oh, this is amazing. Vince is in South Philly. Yo, Vince.
Hey, Rich, I'll tell you, I was going to say, all those shows have become a joke, and not in the funny sense of the word, in the pathetic sense of the word. It's just, I can't believe how condescending they've all become.
Right?
I mean, it's just like the smarmy, you know, like, okay, we got to, you know, nothing short of trotting out policy papers, it seems, you know? I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's just, it's just amazing that, like I said, and even as much as occasionally Bill Maher can say something funny, that smarmy attitude of his just gets to me after a while.
Yeah, you can't do it in big doses. You got it, like, little doses, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what makes Gutfeld really hilarious, because it's, I mean, and some of the guests he has on, too, like, still make me laugh, too. It's just, I love how they point out the irony of the other shows and how pathetic they are. It's just great, you know, when Gutfeld, like, slices into shreds there.
That's why he's winning. That's why he's winning right now. I mean, he does comedy. It's amazing. Right. Vince, thank you, buddy.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure thing.
No disrespect to Greg Gutfeld, but, like, I mean, we've been doing that for how long?
We've been doing
radio
that.
Show.
I mean, you know, and I was very pleased yesterday when Dave Skopanich, our VP of sales, said to David Yadgaroff, our senior vice president / market manager, he said, Rich made a great point today on the show, which is that all these comedy shows and everything have like 72 writers and producers and all, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And they all, he goes, and we got to do it on the fly.
Yes.
To which David Yadgaroff said, well, that's, luckily, you're talented to me. And I said, thank you. But I don't know how long that's going to last. I mean, Rush used to say it's talent alone from God. I could lose it tomorrow.
Yep.
And I don't have writers to turn to. So, you know what I mean?
Yes. And you know, again, the Gutfeld Show relying on writers.
Right.
So, like, you know, I'm just saying that, like, we've been pointing this out for how long? Would it be 7 years, 8 years? How long have we?
This is what we do.
Yeah.
This is now. You heard all that, and it was painful. But how good would it be with John Kerry with a laugh track behind it? Would we like to experiment with that?
We can do that. Sure.
Let's experiment. Comedian John Kerry with a laugh track to accompany his appearance on Seth Meyers' show.
Since we're doing this on the fly, is one of your 72 writers controlling the laugh track?
I don't have a laugh track on my board, so can you do it?
Sure.
Okay. See, I don't have a producer. I mean, I don't have a writer, like a head writer, an assistant writer, a Harvard graduate writer, a Yale. That's what they have on all these shows. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Let's try this, shall we?
If we don't do enough to reduce the emissions that are already out there, we can't achieve net zero by 2050. If we don't do enough in 2030. We can't keep the Earth's temperature increase to the 1.5 degrees that the scientists say we should try to do. We're at 1.2 degrees now. So we get this tiny cushion of 0.3 degrees of warming before things really begin to snowball out of all proportion. And that's the fear that people have, we have to take advantage of these 10 years. Right now, I'm proud to say, President Biden's summit produced 55% of the global enterprise effort, global GDP, is committed on plans that will hold the 1.5 degrees. So that means we still have 45% on the outside of that. And we've got to pull them together. 20 countries, Seth, are the equivalent of 80% of all the emissions. So we're one of them. We're number two. China's number one. Russia, India, Mexico, I mean, a whole
all right,
group
that's
of
enough torture for one day. Thank you. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210. Listen, Evans Roofing and Siding, they are my go-to for all these very important home improvements. And if you've had any damage to your home because of the storms out there, call them today. They'll work with your insurance company. They'll get it repaired. It'll be repaired the right way, too, which is very important. I trust Evans, and you should, too. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. And the best part, of course, of Emmons is that Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to you and your happiness. So when I need work done at my home, I turn to Emmons, and I'm so glad I did because I trust them, and you should trust them too, and you will. They will earn your trust, and you will be very, very happy. So reach out to them today at emmonsroofing.com or call them at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or go to emmonsroofing.com. Remember, when it comes to home improvement like this with the roof, you get a 50-year guarantee on that roof, by the way, with the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. And the windows and doors and the siding, it is so important to get this right. So go with the local company that I trust, emmonsroofing.com.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I have some tweets to share with you. So, first of all, let me react to a Twitter here. Brian Harris says, wear black for late night comedy should trend to bring awareness to the death of late night comedy in America. Credit to the trio of Rich Zeoli, Greg Stocker, and Dawn Stensland for making America aware. # Zeoli Army. Truth Pimp says, late night with Rich Zeoli, tonight's special guest, Oaken Ficus. Stunt brain, Michael Pelka. Rich, isn't torture illegal? If they wanted to reduce their carbon footprints, a night without these shows, live audiences driving to air-conditioned studios would have done more for the planet. The sadder part? Don Lemon and the Lesser Cuomo are unintentionally funnier.
That's true.
The Big Ragu quoting a great, great classic movie. Rich, remember that scene in Cannonball Run when Farrah Fawcett would start talking about trees? Much more persuasive than Jane Goodall. Oh, man. And then Jimmy Matthews texted a picture of Bob Ross. Bob Rossi, the painter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy who apparently has got all these issues that... let's paint in a few happy trees with him doing it. And the greater Chris demanded that in lieu of the torture of listening to late night comedy, we would do a water tasting. He just tweeted out water tasting now. Water tasting now. Susie said, it's Rich, it's official. Late night comedy has jumped the shark. Truth Pimp, doesn't Seth Meyers sound like the guy in your 25th Amendment sound clip? Oh, yeah, he kind of does, actually. Well, but was it 25th Amendment bad? Yeah, he kind of does sound like him a little bit. So there you go. And yes, to Lego and Sid, we did add the laugh track to Shecky Carey, and what a difference it does make. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What a difference it really does make.
Like in those 80s sitcoms, sometimes you needed the laugh track to spruce up the comedy that, you know, all of those shows had. So, you know, maybe that's just what those shows needed was a laugh.
It's painful. It's really painful. And you know, as you listen to this, and those clips were not that long, and it was torture to listen to them. Imagine listening to the whole damn show. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, if you had a choice, you were in Gitmo.
Yep.
They go, you could be waterboarded or watch 7 late night comedy shows devote their entire show to climate change. I would choose waterboarding every day of the week and twice on Sunday. No, you know what I choose? Hang me up and shock me like Rambo, like what happened to Rambo.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They have that that thing, they stick it in the bucket and then they put it on his back. Remember that?
Yes.
Do that to me instead of having to watch the entire show of these shows. You imagine?
Can I just say one thing too? I think that even back, like, you know, like David Letterman was liberal. Jay Leno kind of, you know, you never knew where if there was some sort of initiative for those two shows to like do something at the same time or talk about the same thing, I guarantee you neither of them would have done it.
No.
Technically they were competing with one another.
Of course. One of the funniest billboards I ever saw when I was driving into Manhattan, and the billboard for Jay Leno, it said number one in late night. To the left was a billboard with David Letterman, number two in late night. They actually put that up, number two in late night. I thought it was the funniest freaking thing. It made me want to tune into Letterman that night. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It was hysterical. No, they were competing, and for a good reason. Yep. They were appealing to audiences. They were funny, and they were at different kinds of humor and everything like this. And to devote an entire freaking show to activism. I remember one time it was a school shooting, and Jay Leno came out, and he said, it was another tough day for America today, so I'm going to try to make you laugh. And that's what he did. Yes. Versus... tough day for America. I'm going to lecture you on guns for 90 minutes or an hour.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then throw a pie in somebody's face like the good old days. just to do that. You know what I mean? Yep. Just to do that. Lori is in Ringo's. Lori, good morning.
Hey, after listening to all those guys, I would rather just have crank yankers on a loop at that time at night. That would be good. Or else make all those guys into puppets that look like the crank yankers people and then play their boring, you know, monotonous tirades about the climate. And one other thing, Jane Goodall's talking about this novel idea of planting a tree, like we're all enlightened now because of the age we live in. Do you know that the Arbor Day Foundation has been around for at least my entire life? So over 50 years, that's all about planting a tree one day in the spring.
Yeah, you see that? I mean, that's what the key to happiness, Lori. Who knew? Plant trees.
Yeah, well, waka, better than waka. Shows.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know what would have been good? Puppets. If they had puppets fighting each other and dying of climate change during that segment.
Like the insult dog.
Yeah, right. Like comic to the triumph of insult dog.
So poop on you.
You could have had a puppet like burning up from climate change, one that was drowning from the rising seas.
Puppets always funny.
Puppets are always funny. That would have been hysterical. They had a John Kerry puppet fighting the China guy over climate change. You know, and a puppet, he raids an oil well and shuts it down or something like that. That's comedy right there.
Yeah.
Greg is in Chestnut Hill. Greg, good morning.
Hello, Rich. Hello, everybody. I want to see John Kerry and Dr. Jane Goodall in a Your Mama Jokes bus. I want to see those two going out.
Your mama's so fat, she's causing the ozone layer to rip. Oh!
Are you kidding me? Let me get to John Kerry. Is John Kerry not the most reprehensible, disgusting, phony person ever in politics?
I mean, did he take his private jet to do that sit-down interview with Seth Meyers?
Oh, I'm sure he did. He disgusts me even more than when I look at Pelosi or even worse, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Kerry makes Chuck Schumer seem like Rodney Dangerfield. That's how terrible this is.
It's terrible.
It is crazy. And when you were just running those clips, even Jimmy Fallon can't take the questions he has to ask these people. He's the only one left with a modicum of comedy left. The rest of them have sailed down the river.
Greg, thank you, buddy. Terrible. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a damn shame. But I like some of the ideas of what we could do to make climate change jokes funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
The slam, the your mama jokes is funny.
Yep.
We could do a slam like that. We could do a little Andrew Dice Clay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like Jack and Jill went up the hill because the seas were rising. Oh! You know what I mean?
That's who they should have brought out.
They should have brought Dice out.
To do dirty nursery rhymes about climate change.
Climate change. Yeah.
Yep. I like that.
That's what you should have. Old Mother Hubbard lived in a cupboard until she drowned from climate change. Oh! Oh, you see now, Dawn, this is how you got to be creative in life.
Yes.
All right? You can use some nursery rhymes.
Your mama.
And your mama jokes. Your mama is so easy.
No.
The polar bear. I can't even. I gotta be careful. FCC violations. Yeah. But your mama jokes can go to a very dark place very, very quickly. But we've been funnier on this topic for the last 20 minutes than the late night comedy has been in 2 years.
Yes. 100. That's
right.
That's a no-brainer.
Yes. That's a no-brainer right there with the puppets and the dice jokes and everything else. Well, give me another dice joke, Greg. You got another? Give me another line. I'll give you the climate change. Give me the setup.
So Jack and Jill, Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, yeah. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall because the wall was too hot. Because of the ozone layer. Oh!
Oh!
His fat ass fell and broke.
Stop.
Because the ozone layer burnt his shell.
Oh!
Stop.
I mean, come on, you know? Oh, man. All right, 855-839-1210. Listen, you gotta laugh. You got to smile. I believe it. And I try to lighten things up because you're starting your day here. And I always think to myself, when you start your day and end your day, you should try to get a little bit of levity in life. But clearly, late night comedy doesn't believe that anymore. Oh, man. Listen, my buddy, Dr. Mike Venieri, is a great guy. And he is my dentist, my wife's dentist, my kid's dentist, and my parents' dentist as well. It's a family affair. Three generations of Zeolis, all with different needs, all delighted by the services of Dr. Mike Venieri and his award-winning team. So whether you're looking for pediatric, general, cosmetic, or implant dentistry, look no further. Dr. Venieri's office exceeds CDC guidelines, and he's always maintained the strictest infection controls, like their centralized UV sterilization of airflow to ensure your safety. Let's face it, there's simply no one better at dental implants than Dr. Mike. He's one of South Jersey's top implant dentists. It's an art form, and Dr. Mike gives you the self-confidence boost you deserve. So schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Locations are right over the bridge in Cinnaminston and Woodbury. Call him today at 856-786-2020 or visit him at venariadental.com, VANARIA. Remember that he's my whole family's dentist, so that level of trust is absolutely there, obviously. And when it comes to dental implants, they're complicated. You want to go to the best dentist. That's Dr. Mike, Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com. At 8:35, Jay Christian Adams will be here. We're going to talk about election integrity and can we possibly ever again have a election that is not completely corrupt in this state of Pennsylvania and this country. We'll talk about that with Jay Christian Adams. Of course, he is a co-counsel of, excuse me, I'm now, you know what happens, right, Dawn? I start making jokes.
See?
And then what happens? I start winding up getting a little bit of frog in my throat. Oh! Yeah. By the way, old sweaty, John Kerry versus Jane Goodall in a celebrity death match. I think that would be freaking hysterical. Would that not be freaking hysterical?
Yes.
There is, by the way, some great tweets today. Tweet us at Rich Zeoli. There's great tweets today. And Greg, did you hit 4,000, by the way, in your followers?
I did.
Yay.
I did 4,010.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Zeoli Army for doing that. Yeah, so that's fantastic. Please. And don't forget, Dawn is on Twitter once a year. And, of course, Bill's on Twitter, too. Bill, what's your handle?
At Radio Bill 1210.
And now, Dawn, which Twitter are you using, Menti or Stenslin?
They're both. I have to combine them. I think, is it the Menti one?
I don't know. You tell me.
I got to look.
She gets locked out of it. Like, Dawn will retweet a tweet like 4 months ago, and then she'll tag everybody in it.
I know.
Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. Odyssey gets tagged in, everything. Linda Kearns, I'm sorry. I meant to read her tweet. Linda Kearns, election integrity expert, and my co-counsel, Jay Christian Adams, coming up on the show at 8:35. And, of course, Linda was on with me last week, the founder of Broad and Liberty, a very great site. I'm going to regret this. Robert is in Old City. Robert, go ahead.
A little boy blue, you know, to cool down the planet.
All right, now you know what? That's just Robert. You know what? Honestly, why did I go to you? What was that? But give me the O, Bill. Come on.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Have a good day. I love Robert's laugh. Truth, freaking
truth,
great.
Truth pimp, Little Miss Ozone lived in the Hozone.
Oh! It's at Dawn Stensland.
Ready? Hang on.
Thanks.
From Sid. There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. Because of climate change, she downsized to a loafer.
Oh!
The miscreant, ready? Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone. Selfish white privilege bee, go plant an effing tree.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Oh, no.
Jack ran down and broke his crown because of drought there was no water.
Oh!
Thank you, Sid, for that. This is amazing. This is great. This is so great. This is the best. You remember we Jackie Bloomberg?
Yes.
We did this for like an hour.
Yes. Yeah, we haven't done the dice. We haven't done the dice sound effect in a long time.
We have not. The last time I used it was for Shecky Bloomberg, yeah. But now we're gonna do it for late night climate change jokes. Oh, this show's off the rails. This is what happens. I'm telling you, I can't control it. I have no control over it. You can't plan this either. There's no way to plan it.
I've heard that you need to plan things.
You can't do it. I sit around with my team of writers and write up dice climate change jokes. No, that's all on the fly, baby. That's just how my mind works. It's sick. It's very, very sick. Dawn, good morning. What's going on today?
Oh, so much more. Should I begin with tree news?
Let's definitely do tree news, please.
Oh, no. We do have tree news.
Dawn Menti.
No, it's at Dawn Stensland.
But it's Dawn Menti, though, is what Dawn it comes Menti. Up as.
I know.
So it's at Dawn Stenslin, but your name is Dawn Menti on Twitter.
Yes, because that's my real name.
I know, but it's so then why not just be Dawn Menti?
I know. That's what I said.
Well, your Dawn Stenslin one has more followers, so you should use that one.
Yeah, you were Dawn Stenslin on TV in the city for years, right?
I know. But the kids want me to be Dawn Menti.
Well, what the kids want.
It's a kerfuffle.
But, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. But everybody knows you as Dawn Stenslin.
Yeah, right, exactly.
In tree news, the iconic hemlock Pennsylvania state tree is under siege and it's dying off. And they don't know why. That's a real story.
Oh. That's a real story?
Yeah, I'm not even making it up. And the arbor people are doing, plant a tree.
Wow. Well, the trees do make you happy, so plant it.
Yeah, hug a tree, baby.
Plant it, baby.
So listen, residents held a rally yesterday to push for safe neighborhoods. And this, just keep in mind, with Philadelphia's violence surging again, so we've had, six shootings now? I can't even keep up. Two women killed and six men hurt across the city. So residents are rallying, saying, look, they're demanding that the city does something. And we've played, you know, Councilman Cindy Bass, who's busting Mayor Kenney's chops because she's saying, "You got, where's the mayor on all of this?" They say more than 300 children in the city have been shot this year, 54 of them killed. And here's one of the problems. So the Cobbs Creek Rec Center has a broken sanitation line. They're saying this could be closed up to 9 months. So the parents and coaches say the kids just walking to other neighborhoods to get to a rec center amid all the gang turf wars and all the shootings. One coach calls it a death sentence for a kid to try to walk to a different neighborhood. So that's what's happening.
Can you believe that in Philadelphia? The kids can't even freaking walk. It's so bad, the violence in this city.
But do you
meanwhile, Mayor Kenney's zooming.
Yes, zooming. Well, do you know what else they're doing? The PPA, they're going to crack down. You know what they're focusing on?
What?
Dun, dun, dun. A bike lane enforcement unit. So the number one priority, I'm not even making this up, they're going to crack down on drivers who park in those bike and bus lanes.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, I'm not even making this up. It's a pilot program. It's going to focus on Delaware Ave to 40th Street and Spring Garden Street to Bainbridge Street. Five officers will patrol that area looking for illegally parked cars.
This is why I need my Law and Order soundtrack for this. Dun, dun.
So
the bicycle unit.
Yeah. So we don't have word on a start date, but the PPA says if this goes well with the pilot program, they'll expand it to the rest of the city.
Of course they will.
Yes. Britney Spears wants liberty and love.
I'll sign up.
Love with a prenup.
Oh.
So Britney said in a new court filing, she requests a judge to expeditiously end the conservatorship, which Zeli has talked a lot about, which her dad, Jamie Spears, has controlled her life for 13 years. Pop Diva's lawyer urging the judge end the Kafka-esque nightmare imposed upon her by her father. That's a quote. So that her dignity and basic liberties can be restored. And so she can, you know, put together this prenup agreement with her new fiance and her longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari, who's like way younger, a dude in his 20s, I guess. So she wants it to be over so that she can move on and get married. She wants to have a baby with Sam.
There you go.
That's the latest Britney news. I know you were.
I was dying for it.
Open to know it.
I was waiting for
open
it.
Open to know it.
Need my Britney news.
So the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, and this is sponsored by DuckDuckGo. So here's the deal. By around 11:30 a.m., the rain begins. By noon, pouring, drenching rain, and that lasts from noon through this evening until at least 8 o'clock at night. The rain continues overnight, though. By 8 a.m., the rain finally stops, and that tees us up for a beautiful Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bright sunshine, mid-70s, gorgeous weather ahead. But we have to get through, obviously, the next 12 hours with heavy rain and strong storms. So we're looking toward that flash flood watches. So what is it that makes you uniquely you? DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, it should not be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. This is Yoli Shoney's Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Hey, diddle diddle. The cat and the fiddle.
Oh, no.
The cow jumped over the moon.
Oh, no.
Because the sea was rising, and he thought he'd drown because of climate change.
Oh!
Little Miss Muffet.
Oh, no.
Sat on a tuffet.
Not Miss Muffet.
Realize now it was a melting glacier and a polar bear bit her in the ass.
Oh! Wow, dice. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
I can freaking do this all day, but yeah. We have a guest coming up, a very good guest, J. Christian Adams. So I will return to serious news. In the meantime, if you're on Medicare or soon to go on Medicare, here's some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. So watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system on their basic channels except RCN. So if you're an RCN customer, call them up. Say, if you don't get my Newsmax, I will switch. And you can always download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds to download, and you can watch Newsmax for free anytime, anywhere. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts today. Check out Newsmax TV. Watch Stinchfield and get the real truth only on Newsmax TV.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.